This is exciting. You know, in the Academy Awards, they give out certain awards for best in category. Well, for the first time in all of the years that I've been attending or doing presbyteries, I can say that our first presbytery candidate tonight gets the best dressed award.
That's David. Right. Yeah.
Come on up. Caitlin Jenkins. So, this is the frosting. The cake comes later. Because tonight is formal night. She's not setting a new trend for presbytery. We are all underdressed for the prom, but appropriately dressed for the king.
You want to break new ground. God's got a call on you to go into places that are unplowed, unplanted, and to break new ground. So you're not a particularly peaceful person. Because a peaceful person doesn't pick unplowed, rough ground. And so God's got a done a work in your heart. He shaped you. He formed you. So you're not a peaceful person. There's a part of you that's aggressive, that wants to push ahead, that questions, that pushes against, that where you say, why? Well, why? Why should I? Why should you? Okay, so you think, and I know you've had to ride on this like a cowboy on a bucking bronco, that your questioning, your will, your mind, you've had to ride on that. Go, whoa, don't say that, shut up. That's you talking to yourself. But the truth is, the thing that God makes us strong, in the thing that He's calling us to, and we have to come to terms with it. You have to come to terms with the fact that God's called you to press into things where doors are shut, or fields are unplanted, or no one had a vision, no one saw it, and you go, wait a minute, that right there. So God's called you to do this, to be a pioneer and to break open things. So the first thing God says is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of yourself. Don't be afraid of the challenges He brings to you, that you're going to be up to the task and you're ready. And you're here in the ball gown. You're ready for the ball, which is, I won't even make fun of. I won't even do it. I won't even go with that. It's so obvious. But second, there's a prophetic word in you. There's a prophetic call on you. God has opened your ears, and He's going to open your mouth. And there's two things. First is hearing. The second is speaking. And the first requires a kind of a sensitivity, but the second requires wisdom and thought. And you've given a lot of thought, and you've been applying wisdom to how you speak and what you say. That's really cool. So there's a woman of discretion in there. Okay? So God's got a call on you for prophetic ministry, to begin to hear and to speak. Not just to hear, because God's not going to allow you to be the passive person who stands in the back. God's not going to allow you to do that. You've got a call to go ahead and speak what you hear. Okay? So you've got to take this seriously. You've got to take whatever's going on that tries to minimize what you hear or what you think. You've got to get rid of that, because you need to take seriously that God's really going to speak to you about real people in real time, and He's not going to speak to somebody else the word He's giving to you. Okay? So there's going to be a responsibility to give what you've got. Next, there's I see that there's like an X-ray vision. Supergirl. Or is it Superwoman or Supergirl? All right, Supergirl. Anyway, to see underneath the mask that people have, to read people and know what's going on in their real mind and in their real heart, as distinguished from their Facebook mind or their Twitter heart. Okay? You got it. All right, you got that. So God's going to let you see underneath things. So there's a part of you that God's also calling you to work with healing hearts, because you can read them. All right? So in line with this, you're going to see God begin to send into your path people with broken hearts. All right. So open your eyes. You're going to see the broken heart hiding behind a Facebook selfie. There's going to be broken hearts. And when you see that, you go to it. Don't think you're supposed to be uninvolved. And don't think you're going to be perceived as nosy. You're not going to be perceived as nosy. All right, just real stuff. All right, and I also see $100 bills stuck on you. Okay, that's just a prophetic sign that God's going to provide for you. There's career, there's ability to make money, there's an ability to support yourself, that God's going to have $100 bills stick to you. Maybe it used to be $5 bills, but it's a $100 bill of 100, five in 1970, 100 now. So money's going to stick to you. Don't hesitate to walk into the business world. Don't hesitate. You got that? Don't hesitate. Don't think, I can't do that, or no, don't be afraid. Just walk into it wherever you want to, and this thing's going to follow you. So it's not a matter of getting it right exactly what you do. You got to hear this. It's not a matter of making the right decision, choosing the exact right career path, or are you going to school, are you going to go to college, or do you know you are? It's not about getting the right major. Excuse me. But it's not. It's about the blessing of God following you. So listen, get your foot in the marketplace. Even when you go to college, you get a job, you get yourself in the marketplace somehow doing something, and you're going to see money begin to stick to you wherever you are. There'll be approval that follows you. Doors will not shut, doors are going to open. So this requires an attitude on your part, that instead of being leery or holding back, you walk into it and look around. Because when you look around and start talking, first thing you know, somebody's going to say, hey, why don't you do this for me? Let's not pay you. And the money's just going to start going to you. Okay? So the thing is, walk around the country, that is the economy country, and see what sticks to you. All right? All right. Now, there's this other thing going on. Busy life coming up. I see this thing about the mission field and about you making yourself available on a regular basis on the mission field. So you need to, in the middle of all the stuff you're doing, pay attention to when your heart gets tugged. You're going to hear something. You're going to hear about a conference, a little mission trip, a this or that, I don't know what. You're going to hear about something that's just going to go, all right? You need to go. So that means you need to lay up provision. Get about $1,500, $2,000 stuck away somewhere. Just stick it away. Get your passport. If you don't have your passport, do you have your passport? Yeah, get your passport. Get your passport and stick it away with $2,000 in it. And the thing's going to come along. When it does, you go, okay, wait a minute. That's actually a semester break. I'll go. I've already got the money. Don't have to go do money raising or fundraising. I'll go. Because God's going to encounter you on the mission field. You need to go. It's the same thing with the business. You need to go get your feet in this thing and see what happens. The going will result in an anointing. Okay? Last. I see, it's like I get this vision of the back of your head. And at times it goes totally blank. You're going to come into situations where you will not know what to do. And God's going to begin to teach you about following the anointing, or following the Spirit, and not just your reason. You got strong reasoning, ability, strong gifts. But there are going to be times when you're going to walk into something, you're going to realize, I'm no idea what to do now. I don't know where you'll be, but you just go like, I got no idea. And right then, you just remember this, because God's going to begin to, he's going to speak to you and give you direction that won't come from wisdom. Pay attention, okay? Be willing to walk into the realm of the Spirit where wisdom leaves you behind. And you're going to find God there too. All right? Cool.
Praise the Lord. Amen. As you walked up here and took your seat this evening, I saw a vision in heaven. And what I saw was I saw an angel grab a scroll and he began to write. And there were many events of your life where many things have been written down in scrolls, and someday you'll know what those things have been written down. They're things pertaining to you, to your identity, to who you are, and to what God has assigned for you. But tonight I was able to see what he wrote tonight. And as he was writing, I was able to look and see, and in the vision I saw that he wrote down the word rescuer. And the Lord has put within you an anointing to rescue. And as you rescue, the Lord is going to launch you even behind enemy lines. He's going to assign you and place you even behind enemy lines to rescue those who need to be rescued. For there is within you a gift to rescue and to see those who have need of God and to speak a word that will drop heaven into their hearts in a moment. So the Lord says that he's been shaping you. Even as that picture is up there, God has been forming you and he has been shaping you and preparing you for what's up ahead. But you're about to be launched into the ministry of being a rescuer. And then he showed me a vision of you, and you were like on a battlefield. And on this battlefield, you were wearing a helmet, and you were on this walkie-talkie. There were bombs kind of going off. It seemed like a war movie, you know. And you're on the walkie-talkie, and you were calling in, and you were reporting. And the Lord, as I was seeing that about you, the Lord was showing me and saying that not only will you be one to rescue others, but you will be one to equip others how to rescue. For I've put within you, says the Lord, a gift to teach. There's a teaching gift on the inside of you that God says will be developed and stirred up and launched forward in its right timing. But you will be launched and you will be blessed as you go forth in this ministry and in this call that God has sent you to. There will be those around you. I even saw you in an office. You were working in an office type position. I sensed it was like a summer job kind of thing, like a temporary office. But even as you were in that office place, the Lord was going to set you up to be a rescuer, to be a light, to be a messenger everywhere you go. And the Lord says that you will go from increase to increase to increase to increase. Even in between, when you're in those in-between jobs, it's just going to be increase in pay, increase in pay, increase in pay. And the Lord's just going to lead you through this season of your life into the career that he has for you. But along the way, you're just going to see increase and increase and increase and increase. And as you're doing that, God is just going to continue to increase in you the rescuing anointing that he has put on the inside of you. There's an anointing in you to bring people out of fear and depression. There's an anointing in you to go after, I'm seeing even the goth community. I'm even seeing those that are struggling with suicidal tendencies. The Lord says, I'm going to put within you just a gift to spy that stuff out and know how to go after them in prayer and reach down and to really rescue them and bring them forward. So the Lord says, you have it in you. You're going to connect people that are in the depths of despair with the kingdom of heaven, and you are going to be God's solution for that. Woman of God, the Lord is smiling over you this evening. He's rejoicing over you that you're even here at this moment. There has been in you as well a gift of faith. It has been in you, and it has been growing slowly but surely. But I see the Lord saying that you're about to go into a season where that gift of faith is going to become so explosive that you are going to believe God for the impossible, that you are going to believe God for the hardest of cases. Even people that others would give up on, you would say, God, I want that person free, and I want that person saved. The Lord says that he's going to release you to such a level of faith that you're going to believe God for some great, great things. So the Lord says, get ready, because you are just going to see the impossible happen. And I agree with what the man of God said over you. There's a gift of prophecy on the inside of you, for you're going to prophesy and prophesy and prophesy the word of the Lord. And I see like you're about to enter the school of the Holy Spirit in the night season. Part of your prophetic anointing is Holy Spirit wants to talk to you at night. Holy Spirit wants to communicate to you in dreams and in night visions. And that's part of the school of the Holy Spirit that you're going to enter into and develop that part of your understanding of the communication of God. But it's all going to fuel you and put within you that fire and that passion to go after those who love the Lord. So therefore, you're a teacher, you're an evangelist, you're one who will go where others won't dare go. You'll speak to those who others won't dare speak to. But you will go forth and you will help set people free and set them in the path that God has for them. An amazing anointing, an awesome, bright future that God has in store for you. Oh, and let me tell you something else. Never mind what they said about you. Never mind what, you know, and I'm going to use today's language. Forgive me if I'm sounding like I'm trying here. I'm 44. I probably sound like I'm trying. But never mind the haters, for there will be those that will hate. There will be those that will just hate on you, those that will try to get in your way. And at times that's kind of rubbed you the wrong way. But the Lord has put within you also a tenacity to step over that stuff. And you're going to continue to step right on over it. For even as you grow, that thing will just try to rise up and stop you down. You just keep on moving. You keep on moving because that's how God created you to be. You're going to be like a tank rolling over all that stuff saying, I'm not going to slow down. I'm going to move forward into the fullness of what God has for me. That's why he designed you that way, because the enemy's tried to slow you down so many times, but he designed you to step right over it and keep it moving. Release that gift of faith, release that gift of healing that God's put on the inside of you, and release those from darkness and connect them into the kingdom of light, because God has designed it and he's assigned it for you.
Lord, we thank you for this triumphant woman of God, for your hand on her life, for your arms around her, that you have held her, you have carried her, you have sustained her, and now you are propelling her forward. Lord, we seal these words to her life, to her heart, even to her spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now it's time to go get your coach before it turns back into a pumpkin.